Wow. That's some serious reading. Kind of makes you pay attention. But you're supposed to stay hopeful. This reading reminds me of Sister Claudiana. It's a Franciscan nun who's worked on the south side of Chicago in a nursing home, and then she worked with little children. And I met her when she was working with the poor, 51st and Ashland. She was very sweet, but very firm. I also tell people she was the little sister of, you remember the old wrestlers, Dick the Bruiser and the Crusher? Yeah. I always tell people she was their little sister. But no matter what goes on, she will always remain hopeful. And she was telling me from the things that she's seen in her life, serving God. I met her, she was in the late 60s. But she was tough, little nun. She could bring the whole room to silence by standing up in front, holding her arms, and just giving that nun look. And everything would stop. But she always remained hopeful. No matter what happened. In our scriptures today, we're called to remain hopeful. Even though things do not look good. It's talking about the end times, Jesus' second coming. But we're called to hold our heads up high, stand erect, and remain hopeful. We need hope today. In today's world, the things that are going on, the scripture causes us to look at our lives. What brings us here? Causes us to reflect on our Savior, Jesus Christ. That he died for us. Causes us to reflect on our baptism. How our family brought us to church, presented us to the community. Causes us to reflect on our confirmation. That we're considered an adult in the body of Christ. But the scripture wants us to look at the second coming. We need to look in the future. The future of the church. The future of our world, our community. But in doing so, it's calling us to do something now. Now, here and now. To prepare for the future. So we need our today Jesus. But Jesus gets us through the shootings in our community, places that we refer as being sacred, our churches, our hospitals, our community buildings. We need our today Jesus to help us deal with unemployment, underemployment, or people questioning their security. We need our today Jesus. As our church looks at itself and what it's going to do, becomes anew. We need our today Jesus. Deals with our today issues. This causes us to look at our lives, to stand in our present, remembering our past, and preparing for the future. Not just our future. The future of the church. Future worshipers. Those who are going to be sitting in these pews when we're gone. Our grandchildren. Our godchildren. What will the church look like? What will we do today to prepare them for their time? Scripture calls us to look at the second coming of our Lord. We don't know when it's going to happen. The early Christians thought it was going to happen soon. It can happen today. We don't know. But the scriptures wants us to be aware of that and be prepared for that. To look at today. We need our today Jesus. Today is the first day, a new day, of Advent. It's our new year. It was a very aggressive reading for bringing us into the new year. Puts the word of God right in our face to reflect on who we are. It's Advent. We should take time for ourselves and to learn to say no to ourselves and reflect on our relationship with God and where we at. Why are we here? Where we at? Where are we at in our relationships with each other? How are we in our relationship with our God? The people that God brought into our lives, our close friends, our loved ones, our God kids, our children. To take time to reflect on who we are today, here and now. Advent, Happy New Year. We need to know that we live in the presence of our Lord. In our church, we practice adoration before the Blessed Sacrament. And here at St. James, every first Friday, 7 o'clock, 7 to 10, we have adoration. We pray before the Blessed Sacrament, our Lord and Savior. But our church also teaches us to look at each other and to see Christ in each other. Advent is our time to look at that. We look into the eyes of our loved ones. How do we respond to them? Do we give our best? Do we care for them the way God wants us to care for them? This is Advent, people. The time that we look at our lives. So take time this week and learn to say no to yourself when you're doing something that you really don't have to do. And sit still and get in the presence of the Lord. Spend some time with God. Refresh His voice in your ears. Say no to yourself when you want to buy something for yourself. Think of the poor, those who are going without. Think of others at this time. As believers, members of the body of Christ, God calls us to Himself. And how He do that is through our hearts. And how we live that out is through our lives as we walk and talk through our day-to-day lives. Happy New Year. Enjoy your first day of Advent. Don't let life sneak up on you. Amen.
Amen.